Grow files its updated DRHP for a 6,000 to 7,000 crore IPO. A wild story from Gamescraft, where its former CFO blew up 250 crores in F&O trades. American GCCs continue to make a beeline for India despite trade tantrums. Nothing raises a new round from the likes of Nikhil Kamath. And BlackBuck's founder is frustrated with the outer ring road. Here's why.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All right, let's begin with our top story today. One of the most anticipated fintech IPOs is here. India's leading investment platform, Grow, has filed its updated draft red herring prospectus for a 6,000 to 7,000 crore IPO. Now, Grow parent Billion Brains will raise rupees 1,060 crore through a fresh issue of shares, while the rest of it is an offer for sale, which means its existing investors will be offloading shares in the company. Now, Grow initially filed its IPO papers through the confidential route and has now filed its numbers in the public domain after SEBI approval. As we had reported earlier, it's aiming for a valuation of up to $9 billion on the back of active user growth and strong profit margins. It competes with the likes of Zerodha, Upstox, Angel One, and Dhan. So I think we should expect the listing sometime in November. Shifting gears from the world of trading to a rather wild story from the world of real money gaming. Former Gamescraft CFO allegedly diverted company funds to trade in futures and options, losing 250 crores in the process. Now, Money Control has accessed a copy of an FIR based on a complaint filed by Gamescraft, which promoted games like Rummy Culture. Now, Gamescraft alleges that its former CFO, Ramesh Prabhu, siphoned funds over nearly 5 years to invest in F&O, incurring heavy losses to the tune of 250 crore rupees. Now, these developments come at a time when the Indian government has introduced a new online gaming law that imposes a blanket ban on real money games. So Gamescraft, founded in 2017, has discontinued its online Rummy apps last month after the legislation was passed. It has also paused operations of its online poker platform, Pocket 52. Moving on from the world of gaming to the world of smartphones, London-based smartphone maker Nothing has raised $200 million in a Series C funding round at a valuation of $1.3 billion. Now, the funding will fuel its next phase that includes building an AI-native platform where hardware and software will merge to form a deeply personalized and context-aware operating system. Now, led by Tiger Global and supported by existing investors, GB Highland Europe, EQT, Latitude, I2BF, and Tapestry, it's also roped in new investors like Nikhil Kamath and Qualcomm Ventures. From London all the way to the US, it seems like American firms just can't get enough of India despite all the trade tantrums. So American multinationals continue to anchor India's booming GCC or Global Capability Center story. Now, they will account for approximately 300 to 350 of the 500 new centers that are expected by 2030, according to data from ANSR and Unearth Insight. So while the initial wave of GCC growth was dominated by financial services and tech giants, the next phase is dominated by mid-market enterprise software companies broadening their India footprint. Now, along with the US, firms from the UK, Western Europe, Japan, and Australia are ramping up investments in India. Currently, if you look at the concentration of US GCCs, they operate around 60% of more than 1,700 GCCs that currently operate in India. So some of the recent entrants include the likes of McDonald's, American Airlines, Meltwater, NetSmart, Rapid7, eBay, Eli Lilly, and Vanguard. So all the marquee American names making a beeline for India. Our final story for the day then is about a Bengaluru founder who has said enough is enough. We're talking about logistics tech platform Blackbuck's co-founder Rajesh Yabaji, who has said that he has decided to move his office out of Bengaluru's infamous Outer Ring Road, saying the long commute made it very hard to continue there. So he wrote on the X platform today, "We have decided to move out because the average commute for his colleagues was more than 1.5 hours one way." He's also said the roads are riddled with potholes and dust with little intent to fix them, saying that he doesn't expect it to change in the next 5 years. Now, this southern eastern stretch of the ORR adjacent to IT hubs in Whitefield and Sarjapur Road is known as the city's tech corridor. But the poor design of the road coupled with lack of alternatives mean that even a broken truck, a fallen tree or waterlogging can bring the entire tech corridor to a standstill. Well, we'll have to wait and see if this founder's angst reaches the state government and they finally begin to fix this infamous ORR road in Bengaluru. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. We hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Tune in to the Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikanth signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.